Hello and welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast, your trusted source for valuable health insights. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we delve into a critical topic, that is, pediatric emergencies. Joining us is Dr. Saujanya, Head of Department Emergency at Yashoda Hospitals, Hitech City. Welcome to the program, Dr. Saujanya.
Hi, thank you for the warm introduction, Lakshmi.
So pediatric emergencies can be daunting for parents and caregivers. Could you start by providing an overview of what constitutes a pediatric emergency and why it's essential to approach them with urgency and caution?
So pediatric emergencies are very different when it comes to handling them in the emergency room because we get very little history from the kid. They may not be able to give history most of the time. And their reserves for oxygenation and circulation are very, very less, which tends to then deteriorate very fast in emergency rooms. So we have to be very, very quick and swift in our actions and resuscitate these people and so that we will give them the best outcomes.
So most of the people frequently overlook childhood injuries or illness, assuming they do not require immediate attention. What are some key signs or symptoms that parents should be aware of?
Most of the time, pediatric injuries are taken for granted, maybe because of ignorance. What are the most important things is if the normal behavior of child is affected, that should be the first alarm for the parent to bring the child to the emergency room or to the pediatrician. And if there is any altered sensorium or if the baby is sleeping excessively for a longer duration than required, these are the subtle signs that there is something going on with the child, and there can be dehydration is one of the most important thing that we have to look at. So how do we recognize the skin turgor gets changed and laxity of the skin is lost and the eyes are swollen, you know, sunken eyes is one other sign. And there can be low blood pressures, which, you know, identifying it at home becomes difficult. So any of the abnormal behavior of the child or the baby is crying excessively, we should get alerted and bring the child to the emergency room.
So pediatric patients often present with unique clinical challenges. So could you highlight some of the factors that differentiate pediatric emergencies from adult emergencies, and how does this influence the approach of treatment and care?
As a common notion, pediatrics is not little adults. They have their own unique ways of presentation, and we have to be very fast when we are working in the emergency room. Let us say hypotension. There will be signs in the adults for, you know, there will be tachycardia, they'll feel palpitations, giddiness, all these signs and symptoms will be there in adults when their blood pressure is dropping. But when it comes to kids, they suddenly have an emergency because identifying these subtle signs and symptoms will not happen with the kids, which happens in adults. So the deterioration is very fast in pediatric age group. So we have to be very swift in our actions and provide them the utmost care when it is needed.
And I'm sure that communication is crucial in pediatric emergencies, especially when dealing with anxious parents and frightened children. So how do you navigate these communication challenges, Doctor?
Communicating with a pediatric child and the anxious parents is very, very difficult in emergency rooms because the minute they are in the emergency room, they are frightened. The parents are frightened, the kid is frightened, and you know, empathetic approach is the only way that we can handle both parents and kids together. And even while inserting a small cannula, it is important to explain them what we are doing if they're conscious and, you know, frightened about the situation and the atmosphere. And this is the important place where we have to create a child-friendly emergency room where we have to keep the kid at you know, they should be very comfortable being in the emergency room. Even, you know, they should not be daunted with all the gadgets and equipment around the emergency room. So we have to create that child-friendly emergency room is very, very important. And when it comes to parents, dealing parents is again an important task. We should provide them a comfortable space to wait when the child is getting treated in the emergency room. Somebody to interact with them, understand their concerns or what they are feared of, and explain them time to time what is happening to that kid is most important when we are dealing with pediatric emergencies.
So in emergency situations, medical decisions must be made swiftly and accurately. So can you discuss the protocols and guidelines that healthcare providers follow when treating pediatric emergencies? And how do these differ from adult emergency care?
So when right from the equipment we use for the pediatrics changes from age to age, and drugs we use changes according to their dosages. So we have a system where all this is documented weight-wise. According to the weight of the patient, we have it documented right from the what kind of a laryngoscope to be used, what kind of a emergency endotracheal tube to be used, or what are the drugs, most important drugs we use in the emergency room with their dosages for that appropriate weight has been documented. And we have created what is called as a child-friendly emergency room. So this emergency room will not be like any other emergency room which caters to adult patients. These are with the smaller beds and with a lot of cartoons around, and so that they have the atmosphere that they are in some play area kind of a thing. And all the staff are well equipped to handle these people with utmost care, and equipment or everything is according to their age groups has been set. And the usual protocols we follow for pediatric is something called as a pediatric assessment triangle. We look at the appearance of the kid, how their breathing patterns is, and how their circulation is. And depending on this, we will do swift actions of what is required for these patients in the emergency room.
And preventing pediatric emergencies is paramount. So what are some proactive steps that parents and caregivers can take to minimize the risk of accidents or injuries at home, school, or during recreational activities?
Preventing pediatric injuries is most important because they will have subtle signs and can lead to a deterioration very fast. Let us say a head injury. It might look as a normal fall and we might ignore it, but the baby might develop vomitings or excessive sleep or seizures, and then they bring to the emergency room. So if you find there is a trivial fall at home, get evaluated at the earliest and look for warning signs, like if the patient having vomitings or seizures. And whenever there is an incident like this, they should come back to the emergency room, and if required, a CT scan may be required for these patients in the earliest.
So thank you, Dr. Sarjanya, for sharing your expertise on pediatric emergencies. Your insights have helped us better understand the challenges that healthcare providers face and the factors that must be considered to ensure the best possible outcomes for pediatric patients. And to our listeners, remember to prioritize safety and seek immediate medical attention in an emergency. Stay tuned for more informative episodes on Yashoda Health Podcast. Until next time, take care and stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.